hello, it's me, producer, and I'm here to give you a taste of a podcast today.
What are you doing, producer? No talking on the microphone. Stop talking on the microphone, all right? You go, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. It's been me, producer, and I'm going to go back behind the board today.
Okay.
Good day.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. Sorry about that, everybody. That was really off-putting. Hey, what kind of diet are you on? I'm on an off-putting diet. That means I can't eat no pudding. Again, I apologize for that. That was producer. He's a little frog. Normally, he ain't gonna come and talk in the microphone because it freaks people out. It scares people. His voice, again, is off-putting. He doesn't eat pudding. Okay, so it's spring around here. I saw a bird, and it was all like twiddly, tweet, 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 twiddly, tweet, and then it coughed like that because it's been such a long winter, and I guess it had a little chest cold, which it's understandable. So, hey, Bumpsy.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was struggling here.
Yeah, you were talking about. So yeah, it is almost spring around here. We have nice spring showers. We have nice spring weather, and the sun comes out, and sometimes there's no clouds. But right now there are clouds, and that's fine though. But because you know what? You know what those clouds don't have in them? They don't have snow. Finally, no snow.
Hey, producer was in here earlier.
He was?
Yeah, he was.
What was he doing?
He was talking on a microphone.
Come on, producer. What are you doing?
That's what I said. I was just like, bro, you know? You're more behind the scenes kind of a dude, right? You're not like me, Aloysius J. Pig, soon to be on all the billboards, soon to be on all the bumper stickers, soon to be on all the postcards, and all the push pins,
uh-huh,
and all the button tops,
uh-oh,
and all the flip flops.
Here we go.
Good point.
You were doing, I actually enjoyed it, if I'm to be honest. That was a good song that you just came up with. Pig, world famous producer, awesome guy. He can do Periscope whenever he wants to, but not the Bumper Podcast. So, hey everyone, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, Natty Bumper Car, Burkar, Natty Bumper Car, that's me. And I'm here to talk to you about an amazing show I just did that I'm so excited about. I got to perform stand-up comedy, tell jokes for about 100 people. About 100 people. They were expecting 40. They got about 100. That's more than double. That's more than double, double. Double, double plus. That's double, double plus. And then I got there with the expectation of doing between 45 minutes and an hour. That's 45 minutes to 60 minutes of me talking. Now, you guys get to listen to roughly 12 minutes of me talking every week here on the Bumper Podcast. Those people got to listen to me talk for 45 minutes to an hour. And I found the woman who was organizing it. I drove about 45 minutes to some town that I don't even remember what it was called at this point. Oh, it was called Heights? I don't know. It's not important to the story. But I got down there, and 45 minutes. And when I got to town, it was the weirdest thing. My stomach, just out of nowhere, it kind of raised its hand, and it was like, I feel like there's a Dairy Queen around here. And I was like, really, stomach? This is something that really happened, where I had Dairy Queen intuition. If you don't know what Dairy Queen is, it's an ice cream place. They have like soft serve, and they have blizzards, and they have all kinds of yummy stuff. Dilly bars, hello, I see you. And so I said to my stomach, all right, well, let me check. And I pulled out my little phone, and I got the map out, and I clickety-clack it in there. Bam, there it is, a Dairy Queen. 4 minutes away. 4 minutes. My brain and my stomach just knew that this was a town, this was an area that was going to have a Dairy Queen, and it was correct.
Excuse me, Mr. Bubblegum. Yeah, this is me, Rufus T. Rufus, yeah. Always on time and always with a rhyme. You know I like to introduce myself. Not for y'all bumper podcasters, but just in case anyone ever wants to look me up,
to the whole world,
procure my services for whatever kind of thing ails you in a lawyer kind of fashion, in a manager kind of fashion, if you understand what I'm saying. So, I'm going to ask you, Natty, not to keep repeating the name of this ice cream establishment, because they have not paid a fee. They have not paid a fare. They have not paid nothing to me. Another rhyme. Put it on the board.
Okay.
Put it on that clickety-clack, and there we go. So, moving forward, I would ask that you simply refer to businesses and establishments by general terms, such as, I went to an ice cream parlor, and done. I went to a dog groomer. You understand what I'm saying? I had some grits at the restaurant. No one needs to know the name of it, my friend. I'm going to go back on and do my thing. It's time to shine. It's time to sing. So I'm going to say to y'all, goodbye.
Okay. Thanks, Rufus T. Rufus. So evidently, moving forward, I'm not allowed to say the name of businesses because they haven't given me money. That's crazy. He's pointing at me. So yes, I totally agree with everything you just said. So I drove over to the ice cream establishment, and I actually had some time, so I took a nap, and then I got up, and I had a delicious ice cream treat, a blizzard. I had a blizzard with M&M's in it. It was amazing, and then I went to the show, and I got there at like 7:45, and I thought that the dinner was going to start at 8, but the dinner didn't even start until... Well, no, what time? I went on at like 9:05. So I had so much time, and I wandered around the town, and it was so great because I haven't done an hour in a long time. And that's a long time to talk to people when you're in a room and to keep their attention and to keep them laughing and having a good time. And so I wanted to kind of settle my brain, probably because I had ice cream for dinner too. And so I wandered around the town and I found all kinds of funny stuff that I was just like, oh, I'm going to talk about this. Oh, I'm going to talk about that. Oh, I'm going to talk about this. And so for the first 25 minutes or so, maybe longer, I just made fun of their, not made fun of, but I brought attention to silly things in their town. Like there were these bird feeders, bird houses, and they were in the middle of a lake, right? So you look at them and they were like out there, and I was like, why are there birdhouses and they're like on poles in the middle of a lake? And I was like, who is this, like a challenge to the birds? You're like, hey bird, you better get in this house, because if you don't, there's no ground beneath it. And they were like, this guy's funny. And then there was a sign, there was in front of that same lake that said, caution, ice too thin to skate. And I was just like, there's no ice. It's April. And I told him, I went and I got my skates and I tried to dip them into the pond and they went right in. And they were just like, this guy's, he's talking about our town. There's signs in our town. A lot was about the lake. So I was walking around the lake and what else was there? Oh, there was a bat house. And I was talking about the bat house. And then there was a big cool house. It was like, had all this stained glass, and it looked like a wizard lived there. And I looked up, and there was a giant bronze or copper gargoyle on top of it, like huge. And I was like, you guys, what's going on with that house? And they were like, he knows about that crazy house. So, it was pretty fun. And they had fun, and I had fun. Fun, and now I want to do it again and again And again.
I'm so sorry to reintroduce myself. Hello, everyone. It's me, producer, and I just wanted to. I remembered why I had come in here earlier. It was because I wanted to tell you that I have actually opened my very own ice cream establishment, and I would like for you all to come down and...
No, I won't stop talking.
Because
talking
is something that I like to do.
Don't you sing, producer. You stop it. Bumpy,
okay,
now he's singing.
Come to my place.
Okay, you done?
Okay.
Holy cannoli, my bad. I thought the door was locked, but he slipped right in here.
So anyway, sorry about that. Producer evidently has an ice cream place. I didn't even realize that when I was talking about the ice cream place that I went to. You're back?
Yeah, well, of course I came back because I thought that we had thoroughly established that there was no one allowed to come in here and be announcing and producing their own advertisements without going through the proper protocol, and that's why, Mr. Producer, you and I gonna have a little tete-a-tete, a little conversation around my desk, around a stack of papers. So I just gonna go get my folder and my briefcase, and here we go. Because you just made my list,
you
just made my day, and I have got to tell you, I have got to say,
so
that is not going to be a pleasant day.
Okay. Producer, I would say that you should probably run if you can, or hop, do whatever you got to do, but I would get away from the situation as quickly as you can because he's serious. Whenever he goes to get his briefcase, it's going to take him a while to go all the way out to his car and come back, but I'm saying you should not be here. And if he leaves any envelopes for you, just avoid them. Don't touch them. Don't pick them up. Just avoid them. And anyway, back to my story, because I feel like that was supposed to be the whole focus of the episode, because it's the Bumper Podcast. It's not the producer is opening a frog ice cream podcast. It's not Rufus T. Rufus jumping down my throat because I was trying to talk about the things. It's about me telling you that I had a lot of fun, and I want to do bigger and better shows like that. And the thing is, I got to the end of it, and I looked at, I made a list. I had 8 jokes that I didn't even get to. And I was like, how in that much time did I not get to it? It's because I was playing around. I was having fun. I was making best friends. But not best friends like you, because you guys are the Bumper Podcast, and I love you to pieces, because you know what?